Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Way for us to begin this hour on Memorial Day 2022. This is the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner's here with me to, this isn't really worshiping, kind of like going to church. Every year here in our country, we observe the federal holiday known as Memorial Day. It used to be Decoration Day last Monday in May, honoring and remembering the men, the women who have died while serving in our armed forces. Did you watch any of the Memorial Day special on PBS last night? Usual cast of folks who have been doing this on the 4th of July as well. Pretty much all the national holidays. These Gary Sinise and, what's his name, the actor? Joe.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it, but yeah, I like that they do this all the time because it's really important to remember our fallen heroes.
Yeah, right. Usually on Memorial Day, the folks who have a flag, they raise it this time of day early in the morning, briskly to the top of the staff, and then once it's up there, it's lowered to half staff in a solemn sort of ceremony. And it stays there till noontime, local time, and then it's raised up to full staff. So if you have that, we had a little sort of a picnic on the farm last night after everybody got done working. And one of the fellows that works on the farm, youngster, had some younger friends, girlfriends that were over. And they were, I think, sophomores, juniors in high school. They spent their entire evening on their devices. Not much conversation.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But see, this is where we're going with this. They're all there. They don't know anything about Memorial Day. They don't know anything about the sacrifices that have been made by Americans. And even though we can argue about the value of the Iraqi War and Afghanistan and Vietnam, it still does, I think, requires probably not the right word, but I think it enables us to be thankful for the people. I watched some of this last night, and all of the men and women who were there dismembered in wheelchairs with arms, prosthetic limbs, that sort of stuff. And I think to myself, what a waste. Some of America's best and brightest involved in conflicts that were political, had no value, and yet they stood up to the task and when people say they were protecting our freedom, in some circumstances, yes, and in other circumstances, no. But that doesn't take away from their service. It doesn't take away from the fact that they were in a position of putting themselves in jeopardy. I can remember the people that were my age that fought in Vietnam. And it was all of the wars have been unpopular since World War II. Korea was unpopular. Because it didn't go anywhere. It still had the North Korea and South Korea. It kept the communists from taking over the whole of the peninsula. So I suppose that was helpful, in a manner of speaking. We have South Korea today because of the dedication, mostly of our soldiers. The Koreans fought with what they could and how they could. But if it weren't for us, there would be a full communist, peninsula. It would be Korea, but it wouldn't be the Korea we know. It would be all under the rule of Fatty. And so there's that. Think about all of these other places. And also, Memorial Day traditionally marks the beginning of summer. And again, I think we talked about this on Thursday and Friday, Jay, with a question to the audience. And I hope we still have that there. I'd like to get some more input. What do you do on Memorial Day? What do you think? What does it mean? How are you spending it? A lot of people are driving here, there, and everywhere.
Driving back. They celebrated early. A lot of locations will have the Memorial Day weekend celebrations and festivals, kind of. I feel like yesterday is more of the celebration time because a lot of people have to work today, or if they're not working today, they're working tomorrow, so they're kind of preparing for their work week ahead.
Yeah.
And just to kind of circle back to on Our Fallen Heroes, something to remember as well, and I feel like this isn't just for Memorial Day, but also the families that didn't necessarily sign up to have a loved one in service and are dealing with the heartbreak of losing a loved one today, we should definitely remember them as well.
Or
because this is a very difficult day for them.
Even more, the people who are taking care of those who were fallen but didn't lose their lives but lost limbs, the PTSD circumstances, soldiers who have committed suicide because they can't deal with the realities of what America is all about or how it treats them. One of the real scourges on us as a population is the way we let politicians and bureaucrats take care of or don't take care of the men and women who have served, people who are sick, people who are dying, people who have Agent Orange, for example. That was the big problem physically, men and women losing their lungs, thus their lives, because of Agent Orange, something created to kill as many people as possible in Vietnam and burn all of the foliage. And yet we see that stuff being used today as well here in America. We haven't, I don't know, it's annoying, much anything else. Holiday weekend, start of summer, driving. Drivers are limiting their trips because of the cost of gasoline. Let's see, the national average, I'm looking around here, Jay, for unleaded gasoline, $4.59 a gallon. The record was $4.06, so we're just a little bit there. If you look at what it cost last year at this time, 40% more than what it is this year. Last year at this time on Memorial Day. And they always, the gas companies gouge you on the holidays because a lot of people are driving. The average price last year was $3.04 a gallon, and then it went down. If you look at what's supposedly, if the war continues the way that it has been and there's no, real leadership here, we could be paying $5 a gallon, another 40 cents a gallon by July 4th.
Yeah. Right now in Ohio, the average is about $4.45. That's high
about what it is here. Oh, it's, ridiculous. The gouging that's being done and the cost because there are shortages. I found diesel fuel shortages here. I bought some diesel fuel for the farm. I usually buy it in 2,500 gallons, 3,000 gallons. You get down to the reality of how you pay for this stuff, and I can't pay for that much at once. So there's that. It's very sobering. Prices in the stores now for food items, as I've said many times, for those of you, we're starting our farmer's market on the farm next weekend. It'll be a strawberry festival because the strawberries are coming out. That's something to make people smile. Get a good tub of vanilla ice cream and some strawberries and cut them up. Woo-hoo! That's a good way for you to spend some time. Let's see. What else is happening here? The head of the Petroleum Analysis Department at Gas Buddy says that there is, there has been and there will continue to be a bump. But there are 37 million people on the highway this weekend driving more than 50 miles. So that's still more. It was 33 or 34 million last year at this time, people coming out of COVID. As a matter of fact, last Memorial Day, remember, COVID was pretty much on the run. But now the caseload is 5 times higher than it was last year. As we get started for summer.
But it doesn't seem like people care as much anymore.
Coronavirus?
It seems like, COVID's been around long enough that even though numbers tend to rise, it seems like they're going to fluctuate for years to come based on seasons, kind of like the flu does. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe we're just all kind of getting over it at this point. What? It's like we're going to get it. We're all going to get it at some point. Doug, have you had it yet?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I have, but then Dr. Ken, one of the doctors associated with the program, says that he thinks I got it very early on when I was coming back across the country in March, when I just decided when California looked like it was going to shut down, and I have been, for the most part, the last 2 years have been the exception, I spent the winter in California. So I packed up the car, and Daisy and I drove back the day that they said things are going to be different. Look out, because we're going to close down the state, so I wasn't going to get stuck there. And I drove home. And I didn't feel well all the way home. I didn't feel horrible, but I didn't feel well. I didn't lose my sense of taste. I didn't lose my sense of smell. But I had a kind of a running headache, and I was blasé. But when I had my tests, the last, when Ken gave me my annual physical, we didn't find that there was nothing there that would indicate that I'd had it. Who knows? That's the thing. You've had it, haven't you?
No, I haven't had it. I haven't had it. And I've gotten the antibody test 3 times now to see if I previously had it and didn't realize I had it. And it pretty much confirmed I've never had it yet. So I'm pretty much just waiting for that time to come, because you can't really avoid it for forever.
No, but I think what happens is people are vaxxed up now. If you're going to be vaxxed, you've been vaxxed. And so here we go. Remember the first time we had the vaccination, we had everybody seemed that was going to get vaccinated, and the number of cases plummeted to the lowest levels that they had been. And now the virus has morphed. And understanding how it works, it's a variant that is, as you said, not serious, but people are getting it. There aren't as many people in the hospital. It just is what it is. So a lot of people are still wearing masks and stuff.
Well, and before, once you got it, it was kind of like, it seemed like a one-and-done thing. Now it's, no, this new variant, you can keep getting it again.
Yep, right. 17, almost 18 after the hour on the DJV program, brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin's the way to celebrate your weight loss by keeping it off. And there's a special Memorial Day pricing right now, an unlimited buy 3, 10, 50, however many you want, and you get an equal number of free. Join the millions of people around the globe who have the lost weight success story to tell, and then they get Calitrin to keep it off. Check it out, toploss.com, and when you take advantage of that special unlimited buy, use the DJV code for free shipping. 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Some trending items that Jay has been following on social media. And the answers to questions, we have lots of activity on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at DJV Show. Help yourself to that. The ex-wife of Shaq, that is Shaquille. Everybody knows when you say Shaq, right?
Yeah,
you
know, Shaq, yeah.
One of those. All right, so there's some very interesting info about her as she remarries, but there's some things, some points that were made, and we'll talk about that after this.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
All right, so Jay, what's the scoop here with Shaquille's ex-wife is named Shawnee? What was this? How'd they get together, and what kind of relationship did they have? I didn't remember. He lived below me in 1993 when I first started working in Los Angeles. I had a place in Manhattan Beach, and his house was right below me, and it was lots of activity there.
I was going to ask, like, was he a noisy neighbor?
Well, he had a lot of parties. I remember that. And because I get up in the middle of the night to go, oftentimes I would stay at the radio station. You know, I'd do an evening program there, and then I'd stay in the talent lounge for a couple of hours and get up and do this program. So I don't remember. I remember just seeing lots of people coming and going. So was she a sort of basket? Was she a groupie? What was her story?
No, so they were married from 2002 to 2011. She was on the show Basketball Wives, which is a reality television show that follows the different wives or ex-spouses, girlfriends of basketball stars. Now, even though they divorced back in 2011, Shaq made headlines regarding his marriage when he spoke out about it recently, talking about how she was just this amazing person. She was an amazing wife. The demise of their marriage was no fault of hers. It was solely on his. He didn't exactly say what happened, but he did say that he didn't honor their marriage vows.
And also
talked about quote unquote leading a double life. So she got married over the weekend to a pastor. His name's Kian Henderson, and her kids were all there. Yeah. So unfortunately, Shawnee's dad died back at the beginning of the year. So she's planning this whole wedding, and in the midst of it, her father dies, and she kind of had this issue of like, I don't know how I'm going to get down the aisle. She wanted that tradition of her father walking her down the aisle. So instead, she had her three sons walk her down the aisle. Miles, who's 25, Sharif, 22, and Shakir, who's 19. And then her two daughters were there, Amira and Miara, who are 20 and 16. They were there. So yeah, so she had her three sons walk her down the aisle, which that is just a beautiful transition to do.
Yeah, that's good. Very cool. All right, congratulations to her. It's 28 after this, the DJV Memorial Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Myers. Nissan has unveiled the all-new Sakura electric mini vehicle in Japan. Sales of the newest addition to Nissan's EV lineup are scheduled to start in that market this summer. Sakura takes the mini vehicle class to the next level. Its nimble handling and 4.8-meter turning radius allow drivers to maneuver. Despite the size, Sakura has a spacious interior and a 112-mile range. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska are reporting a mass casualty incident overnight where at least 2 people are dead and many others are believed to be injured after multiple vehicles crashed and rolled into a crowd of people. The incident occurred at the AmeriCruise event. Twitter user Elijah Herbal.
Oh my God!
Some people were reported to be underneath the crashed vehicles. The National Weather Service has now confirmed that tornadoes touched down in at least 2 locations in south-central Pennsylvania at the start of the weekend. Investigators have confirmed the presence of damage from funnel clouds in Lancaster and Franklin counties. It is Memorial Day, a federal holiday in the United States for mourning the United States military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. The observance has been recognized since 1868. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A Memorial Day thank you by 40, President Reagan.
In America's cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor. I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day, for the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who in return loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Yet we must try to honor them, not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions, we must strive to keep faith with them and with a vision that led them to battle and a final sacrifice.
The Napa County Sheriff's Office is reporting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was arrested and charged with DUI after being involved in a collision Saturday night. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was arrested after attempting to cross State Route 29 in his 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep. No injuries were reported. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
It's a good song for Memorial Day and the 4th of July. I think it's much to anything else, don't you? Under
it's
the
great
circumstances, yeah.
I feel like it's one of those songs that should be played at least once a day at a specific hour. You know that if you turn on your radio station, you're going to hear it.
Yep. The last Monday in May, honoring those going back to the Civil War. Actually, I think a lot of people, it was Decoration Day that started after the Civil War. General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was the Organization of Union Veterans at the time, started this in 1868. Abraham Lincoln was gone, but the idea of memorializing how many, there were more people killed, you know, in the Civil War than any other war we've ever fought in. Over 500,000 Americans died in the Civil War, and I think it was 449,000 Americans died in World War II, the second largest number. Yeah. The designation of this day, the purpose of strewing flowers otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their either north or south part of the country, the rebellion. The country, probably most people don't know this, pretty much every city, every village, every town in the churchyard, I know in Framingham we have the Edgar Grove Cemetery where my mother is buried. If you wander around some of these old cemeteries, which young people don't really much do anymore because they don't understand the connection, but at any rate, there are you can look in the yard and see, I can see stones in that cemetery that go back to the 1860s. And people, it's noted on there, if you can still read the gravestone, that they died in the Civil War. It wasn't called the Civil War then. It was the North, the War of the North versus the South. That's what it was called. And so there are all kinds of proclamations. And then May 30th was adopted the proper observance of putting flags and what you would do. What were the decorations supposed to entail? All of that stuff has been written down. I don't know that it's traditionally followed anymore, but...
But the history of it's so fascinating. It really
it is.
Especially in the South, because you have tombstones and gravestones in people's yards.
Yeah.
Just from back in the day, back when, before cemeteries even existed. When people buried their dead in their
yards. Yeah, right. I think that's what I was saying. You said it better than I did. When you talk about all these little towns and stuff, maybe have a little cemetery plot or people buried their loved ones on their yard. I think they still, if you're cremated, you can do that. If you aren't cremated, you can't just dig a hole in your backyard and bury mom back there. It doesn't quite work. And who knows why? Supposedly, you're supposed to have, you know, like everything else the government gets involved in, you've got to protect the body and the casket. They put concrete around it. Why?
Wait, so if somebody's cremated, you can't do that?
No, you can do it. Cremation,
you can
do whatever you want with the ashes. So what's sense? Think about that for a second. If you can bury someone's ashes in your backyard, why can't you bury somebody's body in your backyard? What difference does it make? It's all the same.
Well, it's a whole different composition at that point, too.
Because
you scatter people's ashes, but you're not like cutting their limbs off to like throw a leg in the ocean for them or scattering their limbs that way. That's kind of really dark. Disturbing.
Yeah, listen. I know a lot of disturbing things that go on. Look at the numbers here. All of the people who have died. I have a list of all of the people who have died over the years in various conflicts. World War I, there were 204,000 wounded Americans, 116,000 were killed. You look at this is sort of the sacrifice list, if you will. The commission every year, I think it's the Sons and Daughters of the Revolution, came up with these. Because the war started in 1775, the Revolutionary War. 25,000 would-be Americans were killed then. And then we had the Indian Wars. There were thousands of Americans. All of the wars that we had. Listen to this. This is something that most people don't even remember. The Barbary Wars, War of 1812, the Texas War of Independence, Mexican-American War, right? The Texas border wars. Wow, look at all the Civil War, North and South. North lost 363,000. The South lost 199,000. Let's see here. That did the Spanish-American War.
The only one that I've recognized, well, the only two, I should say, 1812 and Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
I had not recognized any of the other ones you mentioned.
Really? The Korean War, 54,000 died there. Vietnam, 58,000 died there. We've had various incursions here and there down in Panama. I remember when Reagan was president back in 1989, we set the record straight opening up the Panama Canal. So anyway, these wars, they've taken their toll, no question about it.
So how many wars in total have there been on American soil?
None. Well, that's not true.
Or British soil before it was considered American. The
Civil War was the last time there was any war that was fought on American soil. From that point to this, there has not been after the Civil War, there haven't been any wars. Nobody's invaded our country. There have been some problems up in the Aleutian Islands in 1942, but that was when the Japanese were trying to... Alaska wasn't a state yet. It's the same kind of stuff. I'm looking at all of it. Wow. Operation Iraqi Freedom. Man. What a joke. 37,000 people lost their lives in that. So, anyway, there's a site. If you go to a couple of different sites. MemorialDay.com, Memorial.us.com. Most of these sites salute veterans. No matter what their race, their sex, their color, their creed, recognizing all equally. You know, we were still in World War II, and it wasn't until the Korean War when Eisenhower was president, when he was in charge of the army in Europe, he was appalled. You know, back then, black men couldn't sleep with white men in the same barracks. They couldn't go to the same latrine. They were completely segregated in our military. Can you imagine that? It wasn't until 1952-53, when Eisenhower became president, that that stuff all changed. So there were, up until that time, in terms of Memorial Day, there were separate services for black soldiers and for white soldiers.
It's astounding to think that how recent in history that still is.
Oh, yeah.
You hear it and think it's so far away. And no, it really is not that far away.
Nope. Not at all. All right. So I told you the story of I'm trying to find the websites where people can go. USMemorialDay.org. I didn't mention that. There's MemorialDay.com and USMemorialDay.org. I'm looking at this right now. All of the stories there about real people, a lot of links to the stories of families, the history of those who have given their, in some specific instances there, a lot of true stories. There's the story of Taps. You have Taps there, Phil?
The song?
Yeah. This is something that I think is really, this goes back to 1862, after the 7-day battles at Harrison's Landing, which is near Richmond, Virginia, the wounded commander, of the 1st Division, told his bugler, whose name was Oliver Wilson Norton, to come up with something that was appropriate to honor those who had died in that battle, and that's where this came from. Now then, yeah. The
haunting beauty in that lone trumpet is beautiful.
Actually, there are words to that. I don't know if you knew that or not. The
no,
words
I didn't.
To Taps. All right, so play it again, and I'll do the words. I'll recite the words. Day is done. Gone the sun. From the hills. From the lake, from the skies, all is well, safely rest, God is nigh. Yeah.
That is so beautiful. Oh, and tragic.
Yeah. It really is. All the people. I mean, there's a certain. We all know that the state of humanity is such that we kind of have to, you know, we make room for. And it seems even more so these days how sacrifices are not really honored. People don't pay attention to it. I made reference to the kids at the barbecue last night and them not knowing really anything. I asked them about Memorial Day and whether they had anybody in their family who served, and they didn't even know. These kids were, maybe 15, 16 years old? They didn't know.
Yeah, it's probably, what year was it when the lottery and the draft was over? People chose to enlist, people weren't forced to enlist.
It was in the early, I was in the draft in 1968. I think it was because the Vietnam War was so popular, unpopular, the draft was ended at the end of the war. That was one of the things about the war and the draft. The war was so unpopular. People were so angry about our getting involved. That's why LBJ didn't run again for president, because he never would have won. Because when you saw a picture of him, you equated him to the draft and to the war, because he didn't stop it. Matter of fact, you can argue that the war was worse under his leadership. It actually really was under his leadership. He was a terrible president, and he just didn't. Nixon came along and at least ended the war, but it took him a couple of years to do that. And, you know, you look at the leadership and how sticky it all was. You know, you see what Biden doesn't want to do today. You know, there are all these damn politicians of the same. Unbelievable. Okay, 47 after the hour here.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Immersys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Bailyn, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, et cetera, but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Gelatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you
you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour on the Monday, May 30th edition of the DJV program, Memorial Day. Let's get started because there are a couple of different stories here. I'll take one. Jay takes the other one. Twitter started testing Circle earlier this month. You know what Circle is? Circle, well, I'll tell you what it is. And then you probably know, though, because you're all over Twitter and Facebook and that sort of thing. Right, Jay?
Yeah, all the social media platforms have something similar. They just call it something different, like Instagram's close friends. So it's kind of like pulling along your favorites. People who remember MySpace back in the day, you had your top 8 favorite people. It's kind of just your close friends that you can share information specifically with them, not everybody who follows you.
Are you doing that?
No, I'm actually, the only social media you can find me on is the show's social media. I am not on social media myself. Well, because I work with it all day long. I don't want to also do it in my personal life.
I know. It gets tiresome, I think, doesn't it, after a while? So in this case, it looks more like a lot of users are finally seeing the feature pop up when they start composing a tweet. Some users still report not having access. So what are the pluses and minuses of this, Jay, when you get down to, what's different? What do you share in the Circle that you wouldn't share somewhere else?
It's more for users with personal accounts, not for brands or anything, because sometimes people want to share maybe an opinion or some kind of update, but they only want to share it with a close group of people. They don't want to share it with everybody. And a lot of users who have their personal accounts don't just have close friends and families. They have their acquaintances. They have their business colleagues. They use it for networking, jobs down the road and kind of for business as they get older if you're looking at new companies. So sometimes you don't want everybody to be privy to that kind of information. You just want it to go out to people, your close circle. Yeah, that's why Twitter's calling it the circle.
The circle. Ta-da. So to check if you have access to Twitter Circle, update your Twitter app or head to Twitter in a web browser. When you start composing a tweet, you'll see a drop-down menu at the top that reads Everyone. From there, you can choose Twitter Circle, to limit your tweet to a select group of your friends. You select them, though, right? Does Twitter select the people that you most often correspond with?
No.
Or do you have to select them?
You select them for the circle. Yes. Okay. Yeah, you select them in these terms.
All right. So that's that story. In a moment, Meta, which is Facebook, rewriting its privacy policy will be important. If this is important stuff, you'll be intrigued to know what this is all about if you use Facebook, and we'll get to that right after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
All right, so Jay, Facebook messes around. They've got a new revision of their terms of service, updated privacy policy. So how does it affect people who are like me on Facebook? What are we going to notice a difference?
Not really. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, their revision of its terms and services, which updates its privacy policy, it's the old Facebook data policy, just kind of rewritten to make it easier to understand and reflect the latest products Meta has to offer. And yeah. This revision says that Meta will not be collecting, selling, using, nor sharing your data in new ways. That last part is very important because the old ways they were still doing it are still happening. They're just not going to create new ways of doing it.
So what do they do? What happens now?
Well, Facebook/Meta already funnels user data at industrial scale into like these vast targeted advertising ecosystems. That's where you see sponsored content, and sometimes it's something that you're like, why is this sponsored to me? This has nothing to do with me. Or if you buy a product and all of a sudden you're seeing ads for this product and you're like, I already bought the product. Why are you telling me to buy the product?
Yeah,
so it's going to keep doing what they've already been doing. It won't be done in quote unquote new ways.
All right, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.